Sir James Galway is known as the man with the golden flute, and he even has his own line of golden flutes through the Massachusetts-based Nagahara Flute Company. Sir James and his flute-playing wife, Lady Jeannie Galway, have a very busy performing schedule, including a concert at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. It'll be Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m. I had the chance to catch Sir James by phone. Thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Well, you know, I'm really interested, and I know a lot of our listeners are too. You're married to someone who plays the same instrument as you. First of all, how did you meet? You're from Ireland. She's from New York. How did this all happen?
Oh, well, we met at a class given by Julius Baker. I went to visit Julie Baker, who was the solo flutist of the New York Phil at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an old friend of mine, and I went to see him. And there I met my wife. And I didn't see her again for some time. And I was going into Carnegie Hall, and she was coming out. And I said, we just exchanged a few words. I said, do you want to have lunch tomorrow? She said, yes. So she brought a friend of hers because she didn't trust me an inch.
Was she right to be concerned?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know what she thought I was going to do in broad daylight.
Well, you've been married a long time, so something must be working. How long have you been married?
Yeah, we've been married 28 years, but it took me 2 years to sort of get around to asking Jeannie to marry me because it was getting to look serious, like she might get a job in the middle of nowhere. And that would sort of seriously curtail our courtship or any sort of communication.
Well, since you both play the flute, is there ever any rivalry or maybe a disagreement about technique, especially if you're playing something together?
No, not really. No, I mean, in the time that I've been married to my wife, she's learned an incredible lot about flute playing that normal American flute players would not learn.
And the other thing that's really neat about your marriage is that most people have never been knighted. Can you tell us how that came about, how the whole thing happened with becoming Sir James and Lady Jeannie?
I don't know how it really came about, but I'm very happy it happened.
Are there ranks and privileges that you get as being Sir James?
Well, I think I can have my kids christened in St. Paul's Cathedral.
Wow. That's worth
it,
huh?
Yeah, think about that.
You don't get to, like, you know, hang out with the royal family or get to see the new baby George.
No, I think they're busy hanging over themselves.
I know at some of your concerts you bring out more traditional Irish instruments. Can you tell me what'll be on the program for your concert at the Scottsdale Center?
Yes, it's with the Irish Chamber Orchestra, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be playing the Mozart D major, and we'll be playing another two pieces by Irish composers. And of course, I will play some lollipops for the audience.
For the encores.
Including Danny Boy and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you so much, Sir James Galway. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.